TV footage recorded on a nearby home security camera shows the moment of the crash and a fiery ball. Russian investigators say the flames, though, were from the fuel tanks exploding on impact, that the plane was in fact intact when it landed.
Fox's Amy Kellogg. All 71 on board died Sunday. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Now offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus, great driver's pay package, and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Kind of a cloudy, gray Monday. Maybe a few spotty showers around through midday. Otherwise, look for high temperatures right around the 60-degree mark today. Kind of holding steady. Mostly cloudy tonight and tomorrow. A small risk of showers, widely scattered. Tonight's low 56. Tomorrow's high 71. Wednesday and Thursday, slight chance of showers. Very spring-like with a high of 71 Wednesday, 74 Thursday, and still in the low 70s Friday with a small rain chance. Download our free weather app for your phone or tablet. It's the only weather app you really need. It's got everything on it. Hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, interactive radar, plus push notifications for watches and warnings, and access to all my blogs and videos. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. For Montgomery crime mapping, for the period Friday through Sunday, 5 burglaries, all of homes, one in the South Lawn area on the west side, 2 along Troy Highway, 1 off Vaughn Road, 1 on East Shirley Lane off Monticello. A rash of car break-ins, 14 of them in all, scattered all over the city from Taylor Road to Lower Wetumpka, Carter Hill, West Boulevard, East Boulevard, even Bell Road. 2 car thefts, one on Burbank Drive, the other on Baldwin Brook off Woodley Road. Longtime Democratic Senator Hank Sanders says he will not run for re-election. However, his daughter Malika Sanders will run in his place. And a Montgomery police officer was transported to a local hospital after a 2-vehicle crash on Madison Avenue at Mount Meigs. The officer had injuries worth a trip to the hospital. The civilian in the incident was not injured. That's a look at your headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Did you know electrical fires account for an estimated 51,000 home fires each year, with over half caused by faulty outlets and outdated wiring? Don't put your home and family at risk. Call Mr. Electric of Montgomery for all your electrical repair and installation needs. The experienced service professionals at Mr. Electric respect your time, your budget, and your home. They offer upfront pricing, emergency services, and appointments on your schedule. From fixing a faulty switch to upgrading an electrical panel, you'll know exactly what you're paying for. Call today and ask about our free home safety inspection. Trust your family's safety to the experts at Mr. Electric of Montgomery, where
we're doing great. We're Mr. Electric. We have the power to make things better.
The way she's always singing, her silly laugh, the way she kisses me hello. This Valentine's Day, I want to turn everything I love about her into the one thing she'll love forever, an engagement ring.
It's the Jared Valentine's Day Diamond Event, February 1st through the 14th. Save up to $1,000 off any diamond when you buy her setting at Jared. And let our expert jewelers help you find or create the one ring that could only be for her. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Chili's wants to know, when was the last time you had a great lunch?
When was the last time you had a great lunch?
Oh, and we're singing too.
We go way back, baby, back with our singing.
Yeah, we do, but lunch is our thing too.
We've got 10 lunches for just $7.
Burgers, quesadillas, just $7 for lunch.
Just $7 for 10 awesome lunches.
It's even better when you say it that way.
It's pretty much the same thing, but I flipped it. Chili's is back, baby, back, baby, back.
With lunch for $7.
Or take Chili's lunch to go, baby, go, baby, go.
Available at participating restaurants only. Prices may vary in Hawaii. Not available in Alaska and Canada.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
After two White House staffers resign while denying domestic abuse allegations, President Trump tweets, men who were accused are having their lives shattered.
17-year-old snowboarder Red Gerard struck gold in the slope-style event.
It was really wild to me that I got first place.
Frontier Airlines jet was diverted to Oklahoma City because of what's being described as an abundance of caution after a suspicious device was found.
Helicopter crash in the Grand Canyon.
Police say a man with a knife randomly attacked people at a busy shopping mall in Beijing.
In Russia, investigators say they've recovered the black box from the plane that crashed moments after takeoff.
Two Westerville, Ohio police officers were shot to death while responding to a 911 call.
Police are calling it a murder-suicide. The shooting deaths of five family members in eastern Kentucky.
Benjamin Netanyahu showing no regrets about launching airstrikes inside Syria after an Iranian drone entered Israeli airspace.
We will continue to do whatever is necessary to protect our sovereignty and our security.
50 Shades Freed, earning close to $39 million in its debut weekend at the box office.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. News on 93.1 FM. Stock market is up 393 points. Was up 468 points just a second ago. And the temperature outside is 53 degrees. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Well, hello. I don't have the usual fanfare today.
So how was your weekend, big guy?
Great.
Ooh, I like great.
Yeah, it was good.
Got a little sick of the rain. Made the tactical error of going to church and not taking my umbrella with me.
Ooh, oh no.
And when I was sitting there and they were doing kind of the prayers of the people, and I saw animals go by two by the door, I was going to go, this is not a good sign here.
We're in trouble.
Yeah, we're in a heap of trouble out here. Okay, so you had a good weekend. That's good.
Yeah.
I did, as did I, good weekend, very good weekend, except for the rain. I did not like the rain, the gloominess, but this too shall pass, as they say. 272-9228. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing. For the Fresh Market $50 gift card, just $50 gift card from Fresh Market. And you can pick up some flowers for Valentine's. They got some great candies and things. So check that out at Fresh Market. You missed the cutoff date for them to do the box and everything with the chocolates, but you can buy some of that stuff individually. So go by and see them at Fresh Market. Tuna steak, did that. Oh, man, it was delicious. I've mastered the tuna with the sesame seed.
Yeah.
I mean, I can really get it cooking, get it going. It's really good. Let's do this. Let's start out with John Roberts. The president just kind of announced his infrastructure package. So let's listen in to John Roberts on it.
It's $1.5 trillion in total. $200 billion of that will be money from the federal government, seed money, loan money. The White House pointed to the fact that programs like the Transportation Infrastructure Finance Innovation Act mean that one federal dollar will generate as much as $40 in project dollars. There's also $50 billion for rural infrastructure programs. That will be deliverable in the form of block grants to governors. It will streamline the permitting process to 2 years, basically have one agency take the lead in permitting, depending on, you know, what kind of permit they're looking for. And changes to trade education and licensing. It will expand Pell Grants for two-year programs and allow licenses to be eligible across the country. So if you're a carpenter in California and you want to get a job in New England, that license will be able to transfer. Now, in terms of the overall budget, it includes an additional $300 billion for the military over 2 years. That was agreed to last week in Congress. $23 billion for border security, which would hire 2,750 Border Patrol agents and put $18 billion toward the wall over a two-year period. It also includes $13 billion to fight the opioid epidemic. One of the most controversial parts of it, though, it cuts domestic programming quite dramatically in order to save $3 trillion over 10 years. Here's the budget director, Mick Mulvaney, on that.
take the money that the Democrats want to put to these social programs and move it to things like infrastructure, move it to things like opioid relief, move it to things that are in line with the president's priorities, so that if it does get spent, at least it gets spent in the right places.
Mulvaney has also gone on to say that the budget makes hard choices, fund what we must, cut where we can, and reduce what we borrow. However, the budget agreement that was reached last week is going to push the deficit for 2019 to over $1 trillion. So, Sandra, difficult to see where they're reducing borrowing.
I think it's a good move that they're doing the infrastructure part under domestic. Remember, they did a one-for-one dollar for military for domestic. And this was kind of a sneak attack to for Trump's administration. Mulvaney, who's a pretty smart cookie, I watched him on several shows this morning and during the weekend. He's got this right, because he's going to sneak out and do some infrastructure stuff that gets leveraged. The block granting things that he was talking about was excellent. I think you're going to see a little wall action in there, $25 billion worth, and over a two-year basis. And what they're doing is they're kind of beating them at their own game, and I don't like it when they do that. So I'm going to get back to John Roberts and some more things, but let me tell you something that happened this weekend. Everybody did nothing but concentrate on Porter leaving the White House and Sorensen, David Sorensen, actually. And that's all they could talk about. It just amazed me. Morning Joe, that's what they spent the first hour on, was the tragedy, John Kelly leaving, and everything's up in arms, and everybody's got to go. It's a White House in chaos. Well, let's listen to Peter Alexander talking about this, and you kind of get the tone of this.
Nearly a week has passed since those allegations against one of the president's most trusted aides, Rob Porter, and the White House and Chief of Staff John Kelly still haven't gotten their story straight. The president, for his part, like he's repeatedly done before, is sympathizing not with the women who have come forward, but the men who were accused. This morning, the White House hunkering down, trying to contain the damage from former top aide Rob Porter's resignation after accusations of spousal abuse. Senior White House officials backing up their boss.
He is sympathetic towards women and men who are victims of domestic violence.
But that's not what the president's been saying, first sparking outrage by appearing to side with Porter over his accusers.
He says he's innocent. And I think you have to remember that.
The White House offering this explanation.
I think the president is shaped by a lot of false accusations against him in the past.
So, now, this is carried on all the way through today. And it literally was all weekend, all the Sunday shows really highlighted this thing. And they really focus on things that they did not know anything about. They've heard rumors that John Kelly is about to depart and everything. And this is what these guys do. They'll sit there and say a Republican says something, but he has no proof or evidence of it. And then they'll go in and basically do a similar thing, if not the exact same thing, without any evidence. All they're doing is they've heard something from probably some third-rate flunky in the White House. But, you know, what do they ever get right out of this thing? I mean, they missed the mark so many places. Let's listen to the second part of Peter Alexander on Porter.
The president over the weekend fueling the firestorm after the departure of a second staffer, a speechwriter, also facing domestic abuse allegations. President Trump tweeting, people's lives are being shattered and destroyed by a mere allegation. Some are true and some are false. Porter's second ex-wife responding in Time magazine. The words mere allegation and falsely accused meant to imply that I'm a liar. That abuse is something to be questioned and doubted. Both Porter and speechwriter David Sorensen deny the allegations. With Chief of Staff John Kelly facing fierce criticism for how he handled the Porter problem and conflicting stories coming from the White House for days, officials here are standing by the four-star Marine General.
John Kelly has not offered his resignation. John Kelly's doing an outstanding job.
I think that talk about the chief's departure is much ado about nothing.
Back here at the White House, the president will unveil his vision for his long-promised infrastructure plan today, hosting state and local leaders here at the White House. But the $1.5 trillion proposal is likely a non-starter, even within the president's own party that simply doesn't have much of an appetite these days for another massive spending bill.
So that's kind of the feel of this. Let me kind of get into another part of what was that the president's kind of unveiling now, and that's the Senate immigration negotiation that's going on. So let's listen in to the story behind the Senate immigration negotiation.
Congress is shifting focus to immigration reform, starting with a procedural vote in the Senate today. The president spelled out three priorities over the weekend: securing the border, ending so-called chain migration within families, and stopping the visa lottery. The president did not mention DACA, the program he intends to phase out. It protected young immigrants brought to the U.S. illegally as children. CBS News contributor Ed O'Keefe is a congressional reporter for The Washington Post. Good morning, Ed.
Happy Monday.
We're glad to have you here. What's happening in the Senate with this immigration?
They're kind of going back to the future, John. They're gonna do things the way they're supposed to do it and the way they used to do it years ago. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell snatched a bill off the shelf last week, something random that, you know, would pass if they ever brought it up on its own, and said, look, we're going to use it as the shell. And you can change this bill with immigration proposals so long as it gets at least 60 votes of support, because you got to clear those cloture rules. And at this point, we're expecting Democrats, Republicans separately, Democrats and Republicans together, to bring forward a bunch of proposals and see what, if anything, can get 60 votes in the Senate.
Interesting. That is. By the way, that's how they did Obamacare. They took a House bill that went to the Senate, they stripped everything out of it, and then they stuffed it full of the Obamacare deal. So, right now, with the budget going, with the infrastructure thing, which I think is going to pass, and the way that they're doing the strategy of the infrastructure by taking the from the budget bill, taking the domestic spending and rolling it over to wall and infrastructure and leveraging it, which is a real smart thing to do. Donald Trump is looking pretty strong here. Now, I'm worried that the immigration thing could get out of control and that they may end up doing this kind of DACA amnesty run amok type deal. But I'm wondering if Donald Trump, the way he did the 1.8 DACA recipients and expanding those to get them possible, get them citizenship, if he set that bar out there so then the Republicans pare it back some to something a little more reasonable or stage it out a little bit differently. There was actually a murder that happened this weekend that was a DACA kid that grew up and, you know, murdered not one but three people out here. I mean, that's pretty amazing. Let me do this. Let me go to a break. Dan Moore Show, we're going to be back right after this.
Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Brubaker Motors, it's winter. Oh, the weather outside may be frightful, but the deals inside here are delightful. Besides, it will be soon very warm. Amelia Earhart said, "The most difficult thing is the decision to act. The rest is mere tenacity." So be tenacious this month and come on down to Brubaker Motors for a luxury infinity. The QX30 subcompact SUV, or its opposite, the QX80, big enough to carry just about anything you want to carry or pull in style. Our Prattville and Montgomery Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram stores, along with Fiat in Montgomery, trucks, 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 Jeeps, 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 lots of Pacifica minivans, Dodge Chargers, and Challengers, all at the right price. Or Kia, the value proposition in the 2 years in a row J.D. Power's initial quality renter. Now with the 365 horsepower Stinger sedan, arriving now in our showroom. The fantastic SUVs, the Sorento with the third row seating, and the compact Sportage SUV, or the value price Forte sedan. All this and great service and parts only at Brubaker Motors.
Everyone has heard how hard it is to own a pool. It doesn't have to be that way. Call Blue Haven Pools and get affordable year-round swimming. Let Blue Haven help you convert to a virtually maintenance-free smart pool. It's time to go beyond just salt or chlorine. Swim in virtually chemical-free bottled water. Call Blue Haven Pools today and save hundreds every month in overhead. Own your own pool. Don't let your pool own you. Visit BlueHaven.com or call 277-3100 on Facebook at Blue Haven Central AL.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
I was having wings with my buddies the other night and left my debit card on the table. But I didn't stress. I have Card Valet from ASE Credit Union. Card Valet lets me turn my debit card on and off from an app on my phone anytime, anywhere, so my money is always safe. If my debit card falls into the wrong hands, I'll get a real-time alert so I can act fast and protect myself. Just another way ASE Credit Union helps me control my money. It's your money. ASE is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
That's where we are. Did you watch any of the Olympics, the opening ceremony?
A little bit of it, yeah.
I think the light show thing was pretty good.
Yeah, and we were watching off the app, and it was giving information on what everything meant on the side of the screen. I don't know if that was on the regular broadcast or not.
But what was that?
Okay, yeah, when they would, like, start singing a particular song or certain symbols, like, going through the grass, there would be, like, factoids up there, little facts on the screen to the right, saying what things meant, like the grass. The Korean people see grass as representing very much the people. Think of grassroots was one instance. The river is, like, the river of life. And,
of course.
And then talked about the K-pop stars who came out and sang John Lennon's Imagine, and they're all very good. I thought it was interesting.
Did you notice the U.S. Team came in under Gangnam Style?
I did not notice that. I don't know. I've been watching the Olympics a little bit, but kind of half-watching. It's not like this year, for some reason, I'm not, like, real gung-ho. We were watching the luge last night a little bit and some figure skating. I'm interested in the speed skating event where they all start at the same point.
Mm-hmm.
Usually they're in their own lane, and they're sort of going the same distance, but they all start at the same start line, finish at the same one, and it's like 40 laps or something. That'll be fun to watch.
Yeah, with those big old huge blades that are like canoes type thing.
Right, and now my roommates are planning out a quest to become, what is it, with the sweeping hurling? Not hurling, curling.
Curling.
Hurling, yeah. Yeah, they're going to become curling, hurling.
Hurling,
yeah.
Hurling was a an Olympics game during college.
Yeah, they want to become curling champions. So, yeah, we'll get an ice rink built for you guys.
Yeah, there's a, under the category of boring sports.
Yeah, I know.
Curling was in there. I watched them do that one time in Wisconsin when I was up there, and the locals go, do you think Wagon would want to go and see curling? I said, well, let me go see. Let me watch it. And I went there, and I went. They said, well, what do you think? I said, no. Talk about a non-action-packed event. That would, I mean, what am I going to do? I'm going to have Reagan sit there and look at these people? He was candidate Reagan then, when President Reagan. Looking at these people with a broom, and I'm going like...
One slick shoe?
I was going, you know, this may be also equivalent to bowling, but it would be about the same thing of me taking the president.
It might be fun to play, but yeah, it's not that fun to watch.
Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, good Monday, guys.
How are you doing today, man?
Oh, just nice and cool and kind of misty and drizzly, but it feels like spring's coming on.
Well, don't, you know, you can have a hard freeze before... Easter, so we got
be careful. I'm sure we will. Just about peach blossom time in Chilton County.
There you go.
One thing the Olympus has convinced me is that we do have aliens from outer space on our planet.
Okay, how did you derive at that?
Johnny Weir.
Johnny Weir.
You don't know who that is?
No. Oh, well, with the snowboarder guy?
I'm thinking of whoever the guy is at the ice skating rink with the asymmetrical David Bowie haircut.
I didn't see him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I know you. I didn't.
You know who I'm talking about, don't you, Joey?
Yeah, like I said, I was vaguely watching this. I'm not that huge.
Oh, this guy has got the weirdest haircut I've ever seen to the side. I can't believe you guys haven't noticed that. This guy's really strange. I guess he was a... old figure skater or something. But
is this one of those men in black? He's from planet whatever.
Yes. Oh, you guys take note next time you see him. He's at every ice skating rink event, and he is truly weird. But I'm amazed at how dangerous all these sports are. And there's nothing that's not extremely dangerous about any of the Winter Olympics.
Yeah, really. Well, you know, we've had Dani Loeb in here, the young lady who is, she's going to be going to the Olympics hopefully in 2022, and she does the flips on the skis. That's pretty crazy.
Oh, gosh, it's insane. You've been snow skiing before, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
You know how dangerous it is.
Oh, yeah. Especially when you're skiing in the south and up at Beach or Sugar Mountain and you're actually skiing on ice.
Yes, that's what happened to me. That's where we went. I decided then that was the last day I was ever going to go snow skiing.
What's the event called where they're skiing but they have a rifle on their back and they stop and they shoot? And it looks like pellet guns. Yeah, I mean, that was interesting. It was like, oh,
yes,
we missed.
Yeah, go bag me an elk.
Yeah.
These guys are all superhumans, though. Every time we come across the Olympics, I'm reminded of what real superhumans are. These people are disciplined. They work on just, they don't get $10 million a year. They work for nothing to do a great thing, and the international cooperation is phenomenal. So it's a good lesson in a lot of good karma every time the Olympics come around. I'm always inspired by it. So, thank you, guys. I just wanted to bring that up, and as usual... Oh, somebody's got to talk about the Attorney General dropping out, the third in rank. Nobody talked about it this weekend. Or Israel bombing Syria. Have I missed that discussion yet?
No, we haven't discussed that yet, and I wanted to... I absolutely agree with you. It was amazing how Israel, the fighter, the F-17 being shot down... and then them shooting down the drone and then retaliating in Syria, that was big. And it got only news on Saturday. And it wasn't talked about on the talk shows.
Wow. They must tape all the Sunday morning talk shows before Sunday.
No. Well, let me tell you what it is if you go through every one of those shows, it was all on Porter and it was on Schiff in the memo. That was all it was.
It was pitiful, man. I could not believe nobody even whispered it. And that is the most important news of the day.
Red Top, thanks for the telephone call. Appreciate
you.
Randall, hang on for me. Dan Moore Show, we're going to be back right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Moore Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now. Accidents come in all sizes, from the little parking lot ding in your door, to the next-door neighbor's kid and his skateboard, to the full-blown uh-oh in traffic. Precision Body and Paint can handle all of your... Precision Body and Paint has been repairing dings, scrapes, and crashes in the river region since 1986. They pride themselves on quality, affordable auto body repair. They fix your vehicle right the first time. Precision's technicians have years of experience, and their goal is 100% customer satisfaction. Remember, if you are in an accident, it's your choice which collision repair facility repairs your car. Insist on Precision Body and Paint. 4245 Atlanta Highway. Estimates are free, and Precision Body and Paint works with all insurance companies. They handle collision repair, auto glass and mirror repair, hail damage, or body trim repair. So if you have a... or even a little door ding, call Precision Body and Paint at 277-2080. Like them on Facebook. Remember, Precision Body and Paint won't sleep until your car is perfect. HGTV's Eric Stromer.
Hey, everybody, this is Eric Stromer, and I want you to make sure to listen to House Does with Dale. That's my boy down there in Alabama, and if you don't listen, I'm going to get real, real mad at y'all.
You never know who Dale will talk to unless you listen.
Make sure you tune in each and every week, or I'm going to come after all of you with a 2x4.
1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out.
House Studs with Bobby T and Dale Johnson. Saturday mornings at 10 on News Talk 93.1 WACV, the voice of Montgomery.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu.
We have to rebuild our infrastructure.
The president hosting a meeting at the White House with state and local leaders touching on a range of key issues.
We will have a nuclear force that will be absolutely modernized and brand new, and hopefully we'll never have to use it.
The infrastructure plan is part of the administration's $4.4 trillion budget, also released today. Emergency teams searching fields after a deadly crash of a Russian airliner outside Moscow. They found both flight data recorders.
It was an Antonov 148. CCTV footage recorded on a nearby home security camera shows the moment of the crash and a fiery ball. Russian investigators say the flames, though, were from the fuel tanks exploding on impact, that the plane was in fact intact when it landed.
Fox's Amy Kellogg. All 71 on board died Sunday. Fox News. We report. You decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Kind of a cloudy, gray Monday. Maybe a few spotty showers around through midday. Otherwise, look for high temperatures right around the 60-degree mark today. Kind of holding steady. Mostly cloudy tonight and tomorrow. A small risk of showers, widely scattered. Tonight's low 56. Tomorrow's high 71. Wednesday and Thursday, slight chance of showers. Very spring-like with a high of 71 Wednesday, 74 Thursday, and still in the low 70s Friday with a small rain chance. Download our free weather app for your phone or tablet. It's the only weather app you really need. It's got everything on it. Hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, interactive radar, plus push notifications for watches and warnings, and access to all my blogs and videos. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Yes. Joey's in a heavy downbeat mood. I was listening to a little Jethro Tull this weekend.
Nice. Now I have this one on vinyl. I have the Houses of the Holy that Skipper got me. It's an original UK 76 pressing. It sounds awesome.
All right. Let's go to the phones and go to Randall. Randall, welcome aboard.
Good evening, fellas. Good evening. Day again.
How are you? How was your weekend?
It was pretty good. Didn't do too much, I don't guess. I really didn't do enough, I guess. You ain't got your daughter with you. You used to have her all the time. That little boy there, Mm-hmm. Try to fill it. try to feel it, then you wish you wouldn't have tried to feel it, I guess, what you say the weekend went. I was going to tell Joy, the curling now, the Great Barren, now that's his sport. I think, and then in Montgomery Mall, the East Dale Mall, I believe they have some, you know, do it down there. I believe what Barron said.
They actually set up a curling track
it's just an Atlantic bowling lane.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Like the way he was explaining, like he had the uniform and the bag to go with it. You know what I mean? So maybe check with it. Maybe y'all get a team going. But I know I've been down there, to the skating ring, and they have had hockey down there. There's two.
I've seen the hockey.
And I talked to one of the guys, and he says that even when they ain't, you know, it wasn't no goals, nothing like that, just him and a girl, and they had the hockey stuff, you know, stuff on it. I mean, they were getting it. I mean, flying. I mean, they stop, and they squirt and cut and all kind of stuff, and he says that's they come down there and just train when it's off season. He said, I trained down here, and then, you know, he said, I'm on a team right now. He said, but I have been down here working. And he said, not knowing if I was going to make, you know, when I got up there, if I was going to make the team or not, and not had no money and debating whether I should go to work or stay out here on this ice rink. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it's, you think about, you know, he said, the ring, you really don't think about all that
now,
stuff.
Now, hockey's a whole different ball game now. I've watched some hockey in my time.
Yes, sir. Yes. But anyway, maybe, Baron, I wouldn't mind. If he does, maybe he'll... I think if you can Google that these days, can't you just Google and find out?
Yeah. But here's the thing is I've seen curling.
Right.
And just on a personal basis for me, it just didn't do anything.
Well, and then after we set up a curling team, we can set up a cricket team.
Now, cricket is kind of interesting.
It is.
It's kind of crazy baseball.
Right.
I've seen cricket, too.
But that dog on curling, I mean, it just takes so much finesse, Joe. I think that's your sport.
Like
I mean,
shuffleboard, right.
Yeah, man, that touch. And I know you got the touch because I've seen the views of the women who listen to your show, so we know you got it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's right, you found out my secret.
Yeah, we'll see y'all. I mean, I appreciate this show.
Thank you. Wow, I was like all over the place. Cell phone call.
Indeed.
272-9228. Let's go.
And then after the cricket and the curling, we'll go bird watching.
Right. The luge. Now,
that's
a little crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Anybody who's going to get on something head first.
Right.
And go 90 miles down a icy little track.
That is insane. You do one wrong move and you lose your traction. You could hurt yourself bad.
Oh my gosh! I mean, you're gonna go out into outer space.
Yeah, you could kill yourself.
God, I mean, like I don't know.
Yeah,
I was watching some of it. They were talking about that, and I was watching that. I was going like, oh my God. Okay, let's go to behind the Senate immigration negotiation. Continue on with this.
And this is like the old days because the Senate's actually doing its job, figuring out what the legislation is, not just pre-cooking something from the White House.
Exactly.
If something gets 60 votes in the Senate, is there any chance it could get a majority of Republican votes in the House?
That is the big question. And that is what's really bedeviling members this week as they try to sort this out. Because Paul Ryan has said, we'll hold a vote in the House so long as it's on something President Trump supports. Well, we know he has those four things he'd like to do. 1.8 million Dreamers legalized, border security money, changes to family-based migration, and ending the diversity lottery. Republicans have proposed that, and there will be a vote on it in the Senate, and it probably won't pass. So at that point, they have to sit there and go, well, what can we take away or what can we add to it to get the 60, and then hope that the president likes it, and then hope that the House will vote on it.
So what on the substance is the House not like in that proposal?
In the Trump proposal? No, they like the Trump. Republicans like the Trump proposal. The problem is Democrats don't, and there may actually be a fair number of Republicans who don't want to vote for it either because they have concerns perhaps with the chain migration issues. So, you know, it's just one of those tricky ones that we don't know exactly how it's going to end.
And, of course, they're running up against a March 5th deadline, arbitrary deadline set by the president. Any plans on possibly extending that?
So the White House has said repeatedly the deadline is March 5th. But courts are still thinking about this and what exactly should be the scope of the program. So Homeland Security still has to accept visa renewals and is still protecting it. So it's conceivable that the program could continue through the summer.
Hmm. Interesting.
Well, I hope they get it figured out.
I hope they do, too. And the only thing I'm worried is that Republicans fall into a trap and they do an amnesty without the wall or something happens to the wall. From what I understand and read in Investor's Business Daily, they had probably one of the more quintessential pieces on this, is that the whole thing is front-loading the wall in 2 years, and they're going to have money, and it's for building a wall, maintaining a wall, border security, electronic security. I mean, it's a ton of stuff. Using National Guard assets and from other states and paying them for being a part of it, expanding the border guards and ICE, and getting very, very serious about it. I just hope that they get that component locked in, they learn from Reagan and what happened to Reagan, and they don't go a little overboard with the citizenship. Please, one thing Dan asked is that go in and put in there, if you ever voted in an election where you were a DACA person or an illegal immigrant here, that means you do not get U.S. status for doing that. I think that needs to be made loud and clear. Let's keep going with immigration, but of course, Porter gets thrown into the mix.
Switching to the Rob Porter and the sexual abuse and domestic violence allegations that have been leveled there, what oversight are some of them, those in Congress, saying that they want, especially when it comes to the security clearance process?
Democrats last week, it was like every hour there was another Democrat calling for some kind of an investigation or questions to be answered. The problem is the White House sends most of those emails right to the delete folder.
Yeah, but you have a dozen aides who don't have permanent security clearances, one of which the president's son-in-law, who might be reading the presidential daily brief every day.
Yeah. And Republicans so far have refused to really take up the issue at all, saying that, you know, this is something for the FBI to deal with. They go with the argument that folks in the administration made over the weekend, that there's a backlog and they're dealing with it. But I think at this point, given that you have somebody who was accused of domestic violence, who was handling the sensitive information.
So there hasn't been a peep from one Republican on the Senate Intelligence Committee about that?
Not publicly, but we know privately they've got concerns with this, absolutely. Just the question is, you know, what are they going to do? What are they going to stop them? Because they say, look, these people work at the pleasure of the president. If he wants them to work for him, there's very little we can do to stop them.
And quickly, infrastructure bill dead on arrival?
Yes.
I miscut that, I can see right now. So let me kind of go back into the Porter thing. I've obviously left that last part off. Let me go back into the Porter thing. Kelly O'Donnell is going to be talking about Porter, and I want to bring something into the conversation.
Unlike the case of Rob Porter, the senior Trump aide who quit earlier in the week, White House officials say the second individual did a job that did not require security clearance. He was assigned to an office on environmental quality here at the White House, and he previously worked for the Republican governor of Maine.
New overnight, a second White House staffer is out after allegations of domestic abuse. Speechwriter David Sorensen. The Washington Post reported that during an ongoing background check, Sorensen's former wife told the FBI he had been violent and emotionally abusive. A White House official responded, "We immediately confronted the staffer. He denied the allegations and he resigned." Sorensen provided a lengthy statement saying in part, "I have never committed violence of any kind against any woman," and claimed he had been the victim of repeated physical violence. This comes after scandal rocked the president's inner circle over the handling of former senior aide Rob Porter's sudden resignation after two ex-wives accused him of physical and verbal abuse. Chief of Staff John Kelly gave me an emphatic no Friday when I asked if he had offered to resign. Kelly told NBC News that he was warned that Porter's security clearance was held up late last year.
Okay, so the big thing is on Kelly, and the slam they're doing on Kelly is that Kelly didn't know, and that they should have known. And it really is kind of, whenever they get to a situation and something happens to the White House, they basically interject this narrative that the White House is in chaos, the White House is falling apart. So let me go continue with Kelly O'Donnell on Porter.
In November, I get an update on some of the investigations, and the update was that there was some things that needed to be looked into. Literally, that was it.
But Kelly, who had publicly praised Porter's character, insisted he only found out about the abuse this week.
Tuesday night.
That
the accusations were true. Yeah. 40 minutes later, he was gone.
While Kelly called the abuse allegations true, President Trump gave Porter the benefit of the doubt.
says he's innocent, and I think you have to remember that.
The vice president, with Lester Holt at the Olympics, went further.
There's no tolerance in this White House, no place in America for domestic abuse.
There is also a new development on the Russia investigation. President Trump has decided to not declassify the rebuttal memo written by Democrats on the House Intelligence Committee concerning the FISA court. He has ordered the Justice Department to work with them to deal with sensitive and classified information in that memo. And of course, you remember he did declassify a memo written by Republicans about a week ago. A memo, he said, vindicated him in the Russia probe.
Okay, so he is going through a divorce. Now, for the audience out here, have you ever seen a situation where someone alleged spousal abuse that had gone through a divorce or post-divorce? Because in thinking about that, I could think of three situations that had happened. In one of them, they said spousal abuse and child abuse, and I believe it was for trying to get an upper hand. Doesn't mean that it didn't happen, but the reason you have to kind of sit back from these things is someone alleging something for an upper hand type situation, particularly if you're in a divorce deal. Have we ever known somebody to kind of stretch the truth on something to try to gain ground? So I think it's almost like a pause for thought. I think that Trump has got to do better in handling some of these things. You know, he called the press into the Oval Office, and he knew he was going to be asked a question about Porter, and he gave him the answer that was, you know, he said he's innocent. And I think that's what Donald Trump is trying to get to, is don't go in and accuse somebody and make them guilty just from the accusation, because all you're going to do is get a ton of accusations. Love to hear your thoughts on it. Let me do this. Byron, hang on for me. Going to be back with you. This is the Sweet Creek Farm Market winner. We'll be right back.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB. Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
In the days of my youth, I was telling 272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Byron, the winner of the Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket. Byron, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing really, really well.
Hello, Joy. How are you?
Great, Byron.
Enjoyed the the basket. It was really a good treat. My wife loved it. We filled up with a lot of things that she likes. So now I'm happy.
If she's happy, you're happy. I like that.
Absolutely.
What were some of the things that were in the basket?
Well, she loaded up on a lot of the jellies. She really likes the muscadine jelly.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we had to get the black corn and black bean and corn salsa. Mm-hmm. Love that stuff. Love that.
I have not tried that. Black bean and corn salsa.
Sounds great.
Yeah, that does sound good. Sounds like it would be a great marinade also.
Well, she put it on some nachos for us yesterday afternoon, just laying around and watching movies, and it was delicious. I mean, I was like, really, really impressed with that stuff.
I may have to go down and get that today to do fajitas. That sounds really good.
It was good. It hit the spot. So it hit several spots, actually.
Well, I am glad that you enjoyed the gift basket and that you're a big patron of Sweet Creek Farm Market.
Well, we go there quite often. My wife really loves it, and especially during the summer when the fresh produce and all that good stuff. And it's a great place to eat because, like I say, I do like that Cuban sandwich.
Oh, yeah. Well, Byron, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I say I love the cookies as well.
The cookies are the size of hubcaps.
Yes, they are.
Byron, thanks for calling in and reporting back to us.
Well, you're welcome, and I'm glad to be a member of the club now. Like I said, I used to didn't listen to talk radio. Now I'm hooked.
I like that, Byron. I really appreciate it. Enjoyed talking to you last Friday.
Yes, sir. I enjoyed it, too. Thank you.
You have a great day. Ladies and gentlemen, Byron, another happy listener to the Dan Moore Show after he enjoyed his Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. Let's see which way we want to go here. Chuck Todd's going to weigh in on Porter. Now, this is actually from something on Sunday before Meet the Press, but listen in.
President Donald Trump criticized for his apparent defense of two of his former aides who resigned this week amid domestic abuse allegations. President Trump expressed support for former senior aide Rob Porter, despite two of Porter's ex-wives publicly describing his alleged abuse in detail. The next day, the president's speechwriter, David Sorensen, also resigned when new allegations came to light. On Saturday, President Trump tweeted this, quote, "People's lives are being shattered and destroyed by a mere allegation. Some are true, some are false, some are old, some are new. There is no recovery for someone falsely accused. Life and career are gone," he went on. "Is there no such thing any longer as due process?" Chuck Todd is NBC's political director and moderator of Meet the Press. So walk us through this week with these two White House aides who were forced to resign over those allegations. Right. There were reports in the paper that Chief of Staff John Kelly knew about the abuse, the alleged abuse in the fall, that the White House counsel knew far before that. Donald Trump saying he just learned recently and made that decision, but sort of came out and said, look, Porter says he's innocent. I have to remind you, he says he's innocent. Is there any fallout for this right now? Is there any chance John Kelly, for example, leaves the White House?
Well, let me start with the John Kelly part of your question, Willie. I think he is very vulnerable here. But he was, the president was getting impatient with John Kelly and starting to call around and get antsy about him before this week. So I think this week could be one of the final straws for John Kelly. And it could simply mean that the president is just tired of John Kelly. If you look at his pattern going back to the campaign, three campaign managers, he's on his second chief of staff. Basically, the average tenure of being sort of the president's right hand is about 6 to 9 months, and John Kelly's on month 7. But the fact of the matter is, this does look like as if John Kelly was afraid of losing somebody he thought was a competent employee, and it's so difficult to get competent people to agree to work in that West Wing, that they overlooked a lot of red flags about Rob Porter.
Now, who would be telling Chuck Todd that kind of information? Who would that person be? Would it be somebody that John Kelly's kind of blocked from the Oval Office? I mean, he never kind of, this is what we're hearing, and having been there before, what does that look like? That's what I'm trying to figure, because the people that are talking, and Jim Baker used to do this. Jim Baker could take a New York Times article and figure out who leaked the story just by the New York Times article, and then that person wouldn't be there any longer or be banished to Nome, Alaska. Let's go to the phones, go to St. James. St. James, welcome aboard.
Hey, have a good weekend.
I had a great one, and you?
Oh, no, man, not at all.
Why?
I've been trying to pick some vehicles to get transportation.
Uh-oh, you got one down?
I have two down.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so I'm working on that now, but, Dan, tell me what's going on at the White House. What is going on?
What do you mean?
This reminds me of 2004, I think, George Bush trying to camp down in Fallujah. That's just one fire after the other. It just seems like the government is shut down because that's chaos, crisis, and confusion here. I think the house is burning. What's going on, Dan?
St. James, let me tell you something. You know what you just did? You just repeated You just repeated ABC, NBC, and CBS News. And all of the stuff that they were talking about, and just like what Chuck Todd was talking, everything is rumor. Everything is rumor. Until you get down to fact, it's nothing but rumor.
It's opinionated fact. That's what this is. Opinionated fact.
No, what are you talking about, St. James? What are you talking about?
Let me tell you. It's one week, it's one tweet after the other.
Oh, man.
Dad, you rah-rah, and you got your pom-poms out. You're a Trump puppeteer here.
St. James, I'm not going to take an insult like that from you, okay?
St. James, look.
Buddy, all you're doing is repeating something that no one has any facts on, period.
Okay, I apologize. Can I finish?
Sure.
Sorensen, he's fixing to resign, correct?
Sorensen has resigned.
Yeah, he was the speechwriter. Why he resigned?
Because of the allegation he thought would be damaging to the White House.
You don't think it's to save face, to save some of his own integrity?
Well, first of all, are you sure that he is guilty of what he is accused of being? He says...
Are you sure that he's not?
No, I'm not, because you can't prove a negative.
Okay, it depends on
you do know that,
what side of the hour you're on. You can't prove a negative.
You cannot prove a negative. It's a court of law concept, St. James.
Okay, I think what Trump's problem is, besides himself, he has a lot of, as far as the administration, especially his inner circle. I'm talking politically. I don't know this man personally. I'm talking about politically.
Okay.
I think he's got too much HFM around him, and that's an abbreviation.
Well, give me an example of that.
John Kelly.
What? Look, John Kelly is a former four-star Marine, and all you're doing again, okay. St. James, is all you're doing is parroting ABC, NBC, and CBS.
I said politically speaking, he might be a four-star Marine. That don't negate
the fact. What has he done wrong politically?
Well, how would that negate the fact that he could be human fecal matter, just like so many others in the circle?
St. James, all you got to do is give me one fact here, okay? Instead of innuendo, give me a fact.
Is that he lied on Representative Federico Wilson? He lied on this lady. He didn't come out and apologize. He made some statement that's not factual, talking about slavery. The problem with slavery is that the parties couldn't compromise. It's one after the other. And he's just
what are you talking about in the